Hello.
Oh, hi, Steve. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, good. I know the onboarding.
I was just thinking about calling you.
Oh, good. I'm happy that I got a message that you had filled out a contact form on the website, so I wasn't sure if you had a question or if maybe you didn't get the application. I know yesterday you didn't have Wi-Fi, so you didn't receive it yet. But
yeah, I filled out the application, and there was, you know, the spots where it was asking for the EIN. There was spots where it was asking for names and social security numbers and email addresses and stuff of, you know, any, like, workers and stuff. But it said workers that would interact with customers or something.
Okay.
Or whatever. There's no workers that will interact with customers or whatever, you know, of any more than, you know, to basically, you know, maybe, you know, say hi or something like that or whatever, you know what I mean? Like when we first get there to start working or something, or, you know, to accept, like, you know, a bottle of water that the customer brings out, you know, or something like
yes.
that to give someone. So anyway,
okay.
But there isn't any helpers or employees or anything like that that are going to interact with customers, you know, along the lines of the way that I do.
Okay, so I'm just going to put I'm going to put called Stephen per website request, filled out application.
Website request? What website?
Yeah,
my
well,
website?
I guess you had put in a thing on our website that you wanted contact. That's why they had sent it to me. Yeah. So, yeah, so filled out the application for workers interacting with clients.
There's no workers that would interact with clients. I mean, not along.
Yeah, I'll put he has none. So you could probably just put like NA, like not applicable there, you know, because it wouldn't be applicable to you, you know, but I did put that note in here just so that they have it. And then remember, your onboarding appointment's at 3:30. So if there's anything that's needed that we missed, you and I, then they'll cover that for you when they call you at 3:30. Okay.
I see. Well, I hope I don't miss the call because, you know, I've got my dump truck over here and spent a bunch of money on lumber and, you know, wood screws and hinges and other things that I need and stuff or whatever for doing a bunch of reconditioning to the chip box or whatever that's, you know, attached to the,
they'll usually call, three times. So they'll call, and if it goes to voicemail, they'll wait a couple minutes and they'll call again just because sometimes people won't answer if it's an unrecognized number or something. And then if they miss it a second time, they'll wait like 5 minutes and then call again. So, in the event that you're, you know, with the tripper and you can't hear it and you see you miss the call,
you know, so, but I keep my phone close. And whatever, but
okay.
If there's like a particular saw running at the time or something like that or whatever, then I might not hear the phone ring. So, but I'm going to be trying
okay.
to pay attention so that I don't miss the call.
Yeah, and if you miss the first one, don't panic. Just pick it up when they call you the second time. And even if you're not available, just say, hey, can I reschedule? You know, you can do that too, you know, in case it's too loud.
After we do all this today, how long will it be before I have to have the money for the budget?
Probably 4 weeks. The application approval takes 4 to 8 weeks, but remember, it's a newer program, so we're knocking them out more around the 4 week mark. But it's not going to be an unexpected thing that just hits your card. They would probably send the account back to me and say, Tina, he's approved. Call him and let him know and ask if he wants to activate the budget. So I'll call you or someone else from Local Splash would call you and tell you, like, hey, your approval went through. Do you want to activate the budget today? And then if yes, then they can, at that point, turn the leads on right away. There wouldn't be any further waiting period.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, I'm glad that we talked. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, okay?
I think it'll work, like, almost immediately as far as, like, starting to get leads.
Oh, yes, because once it turns on, you'll start getting leads right away. So, yeah, you won't have to have any more waiting period. And the nice thing is, remember, you're only going to get charged if it's a valid lead. So, you know, you're going to have a high conversion because, you know, the ones that you're paying for are the ones that are actual leads.
Right, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I enjoy talking to you as always, Steve. Remember, you know, always use me as a point of contact. You know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but you could always reach out to me. And if I can't help you, I can get you to the person that can. Okay.
Well, just as the phone call was coming in just now, I was just finishing installing and opening up the local Splash app or whatever, which is supposedly I'm supposed to be able to use that or whatever for getting or not leave.
Yes. If you download the app, you would just use the same login that you use for your dashboard, and then that will help you to track the leads and the calls and everything in real time.
I don't even know what that login is, but I was hoping that this was something that was going to, you know, it's, now I'm on a screen that's saying add permissions, so I don't know even what to do. I don't want it.
So before I answer that, let me ask you this, because I want to send you the login, and I noticed that the password is blank. So when you log into your dashboard, at some point you had changed the password. If you think you know what it is, I'll just send you the link to log in and the username, and you can use the password that you know. But if you're not sure, I can reset a temporary password to let you in. That way, you know, you can always reset it again later if you want to.
So,
you want
anyway,
me to do the temporary password?
I don't understand what this is about adding permissions. And it's like now that I've added permissions, I've added the phone and the Bluetooth or whatever as far as permissions, and now I can't shut them off. And it's still not lighting up. It wants me to add everything, the microphone, the phone. Wants me to add everything, or it won't give me the continue button. So now that I
is that for the local Splash app?
Yes.
Okay.
It wants permission to use the microphone, right, to allow phone calls. So it wants me to allow the app to place and receive calls, right? And you know, and
yeah,
you know,
so
page. Then it shouldn't force me to give it for, you know, all three of these permissions before it allows me to.
Here's something I want to explain to you is that with the Google Guaranteed program, you get a free call tracking number, which is phenomenal. And what that means is they're going to purchase a brand new 585 area code number. And when people call it, it's going to forward those leads to your phone. Okay. But the reason we use the call tracking number is so that we can monitor the leads coming in and make sure they're actual client calls so that you don't get charged for the ones that aren't. Also, that call tracking number has a benefit where it'll eliminate some spam callers because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. Like, you know, thank you for calling Arborscape or Tree and Landscape. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to you, Steve, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two, and those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end, right? So that's going to be, you know, crucial for you. So I would just think that it's asking for the permission for your sound and your microphone and the camera and all that is because when you get a phone call through the call tracking number, you can still answer it through your line if you give permissions to do it.
Now, this is just for the local Splash app. This has nothing to do with the Google Guarantee. I don't have Google Guarantee.
No, but the app is going to be integrated with that call tracking number that we're setting up for the Google Guarantee, if that makes sense. So I think that's, yeah, why it's asking for the permission.
Okay,
so
anyway,
yep.
I told it to continue, and then I got this page that came up that says your connection was interrupted. And I pressed reload, and it's taking forever. The bar graph thing or whatever at the top is not moving, so it's, like, stuck.
Oh, it could be if it says your service was interrupted. Maybe it's just your Wi-Fi right now is weak, and maybe if you try it again.
I'm not connected to the Wi-Fi. My phone's using the data network. I have my Wi-Fi connection on.
Okay. So anyways, I'll put that note in there for them when they call you at 3:30. Yeah, because I'm not a technician. I don't know how to, you know, get through that, but they'll definitely be able to help you. So I'll put the note in there, okay, so they know.
Yeah, I'm trying to connect to the Wi-Fi now. So.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to, do you want me to reset your password just in case so that you can...
He wants me to put my password in. Wow.
Should it? Should I reset the password for you to a temporary or...
I'm trying to remember what my password is right now, and you're asking me questions, and it's throwing my thinking off.
Oh.
I was trying to remember my password for my Wi-Fi. So give me a second, please.
Sure.
I think it did it. So it accepted the password. Now that it's connected to Wi-Fi, okay, it actually finished processing, and it says, welcome to Local Splash. Enter your phone number to get started.
Okay, so your phone number, if you enter it, put in.
So it wants to send a code. So I told it to send a code, and I don't know what it's doing.
It'll probably take you to a page where you have to enter the code.
It sent a code. It says 192216, right? But
okay.
Now I got to go back to, Jesus. Now, I don't understand why it would send the code and then ask me to enter the phone number again, right, and resend the code.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
So it must not have liked the way that I did it at first. So now I'm trying to paste the code in, and it says sign in. So I put the code in and said sign in, and I'm signed in.
Okay,
so
good. You got in?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, but it did it by sending a code to my phone. So it didn't, you know, so now that I'm signed in, what do I do? Like, how do I know, like, isn't there a password or login information, like login stuff, like a username and a password?
The username is your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes, and
mm-hmm.
the password is blank. So that means you reset it to something that you know. So that's what I was asking you before. This has nothing to do with your Wi-Fi password or anything. But if you like, I can reset a temporary password just so that you have a new login for your dashboard. And then, you know, once you get in, you can reset it again. But if you think you know what your password is, then you could just try with that, you know, because I know I have, like, my favorite passwords that I use all the time. So if you think
you know
what it is.
You know what it just did, Tina, right?
Yeah.
To let me in, to sign in. You know what it just did, right? When I put the
phone
number
in. Yeah, it signed you in by the code, right? You get put the phone number in.
There was a button underneath where you put the phone number in that said that, you know, wanted me to press it or whatever to send a code. So it
yes.
sent a code, texted a code to my phone. I put the code in, and then it just logged me in. It
Good.
Didn't give an option or whatever to reset a password after that.
Right. You don't need to reset. You don't need the password to get in the app because it already signed you in. But if you wanted the password for future reference, I could reset it for you. But right now, you're already in the app, so you don't need it, right?
I know, but I'm not going to leave the app open. I'm going to have to sign into it every time I want to use it or every time I want to try to get a review from somebody or something and want to present, like, you know, some
well,
sort
it
of...
Well, it might do the automatic because, you know, on my phone, once I sign into an app, it'll
mm-hmm.
just use my face recognition when I go back in, and it'll autofill it for me. So it might do that. But
the only biometric I do is a fingerprint.
Okay, so then let me reset the password and send you an email with it just so that you have it. And then that way, moving forward, if it asks you for a username or a password, then you'll have it. You know what I mean? So I'll send you a fresh. Yep. Just use the temporary password moving forward. That's what I would do. That way you don't have any. It's Go Mobile, by the way. All lowercase, all one word. GOMOBILE.
I know. I got a question I'd like to ask.
Yes.
Is there a way that this app will integrate with the fingerprint biometric on my phone for me just getting the fingerprint sensor to sign
in? It should, yeah. It should, because when you log out of it, if you already have been using the fingerprint option, it should give you that option where you just put your fingerprint and it opens it right back up. You might have to the first time enter the username and password if it logs you out, right? But after that,
So I'm trying to find out, right? I went into settings and I'm trying to see if there's a way that through settings, right, I can like go into, you know, like safety and security, but there's, it doesn't look like there's any, there doesn't look like there's a category in settings or whatever for me to, go into settings and tell it that I want it to let me use my fingerprint for logging in. You there?
Yeah, I'm thinking you got to go to general. I'm looking on the settings on my phone to see where it is. So hold on. Usually there's a general, and then under that you can set the.
In blue letters it says account, and then it says personal info, billing, business information, and notifications. Right. So that's just right. Then underneath that it says calls and messages, make and receive calls, prefer Wi-Fi, GSM call settings. I'm not messing with any of that. Then under general it says preferences, about, and call tests. So maybe under preferences.
It could be under preferences.
The only thing that comes up with preferences is sound, network, and in-app notifications. So it, when you hit preferences, it doesn't go to any type of a pathway that will let you tell it that you want to use your fingerprint or whatever for, you know, signing in. So
is it an Android or an iPhone?
It's an Android phone. It's a Samsung Galaxy S5 Plus that I just bought.
Okay, so how to set a fingerprint lock on an Android Galaxy Samsung. I'm going to put that into Google, and if it gives me instructions, I'll email them. To set up fingerprint on Samsung Galaxy, so navigate to settings, and then to security and privacy, and then to lock screen.
No, I already have my phone. Everything in my phone works with my fingerprint. All I'm saying is that, okay, even my mobile app for my banking works, and I can log in and out with my fingerprint. But I had to log in. I had to log in with a username and a password first. And since it was a new device, I didn't know my password, I had to reset that. So I had to, what they call, recover my login information and whatever. And I did that. And as soon as I did that, okay, then the app itself prompted me, okay, or whatever, you know, whether or not I wanted to, you know, have it work with the fingerprint. But this Local Splash app is not prompting me or whatever. It's not like, you know, acting like it'll automatically, like, let me sign in and stuff like that, you know, with the fingerprint.
Okay.
Like, it's not just remember, you know, the login information and stuff and link it to the biometric of the fingerprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. That's exactly what it's saying on the instructions, the biometrics. Scroll down to the biometrics, tap on that, tap on fingerprints. So what I would say is, can you test it where you just close the app and try to open it again and see if it'll give you the fingerprint option? You know how you can swipe it so that it's like closing it, and then you can go back in and open it again and see if it's saving?
Well, I have to look for something here that says log out.
Okay. So then that would be a question for the technician when they call you at 3:30, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to send them a message right now, though, and if they can give me where the logout button is, I'll send it to you.
They would like to log out. So I'm going to
say, out.
Oh, I've logged out. No.
And then when you log in, you're going to use the new info that I just reset.
Yeah, but this thing isn't asking me to log in. Okay, when I open up this app, the first thing that it says is there's an orange button that says Get Started. So I say Get Started. It goes back to this permissions thing again, which I've already, you know, put everything and given it all the permissions it wanted so that I can, you know, press Continue. Now it goes back to, you know, enter your phone number to get started, right? So it's almost like it just wants you to enter the phone number every time and then press Send Code. And then it wants you to use this, you know, a new temporary code every time or whatever, you know, to log.
Well, you know what I think, Steve? I think that you don't need to log out every time. I think you can keep yourself logged in and just close the app. And that way, when, you know, you get a call or you need to, you know, interact with it, it'll automatically open up for you through your fingerprint.
So let me see if I
think,
try to
go back in by sending the code and do the whole nine yards again. And then once you're logged in, I think if you just swipe it to close it without logging out, I think it'll let you back in with the fingerprint.
No, I don't think it's going to. So anyways,
no.
What I did
I hope it doesn't make you do that every time.
You said to stay logged in and go away from the page, right? So
yes.
That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I logged
mm-hmm.
in, and I closed the app out. I didn't close
mm-hmm.
it out, like, because I'm still logged into it, but, you know, I closed all my pages on my phone. So there's nothing running
okay.
in the back, say, except
okay.
our phone call. Okay.
And
so
then when you went on it? Uh-huh.
Then I went back to the icon, okay, on the app screen, okay, that shows the little white, you know, circle with the letters LS in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's an icon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they
yeah.
call that. So you press on that, okay, to go to the app. So now it's going to the app, and it's not asking me to sign in or log in or to send a code or to put the phone number in it all or anything. It's just reopening or whatever with it already logged into. So it's staying logged in. I don't know if it'll time out and log out or whatever after a period of time of it being inactive, or if it'll just keep me permanently logged in as long as I don't, you know, manually log out.
I believe
maybe
it's going to keep you logged in until, because it wouldn't make sense that it's going to do, you know, the fresh login every time. You know, that would be too much work. So I think it's just going to leave you logged in unless you, you know, log out of it.
Well, that'll be fine then, I guess.
Yeah, it'll work for you then. Okay, good. You figured it out. I didn't have to get, I was just going to see if someone from customer support was able, but you figured it out. So I'm glad that, you know, that all worked out. So
that it doesn't let you log out, right? And that it won't work with the biometric to the phone. You know what I'm saying? That I use, which is the fingerprint sensor. I don't use facial recognition.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's okay. I mean, if you know that wants to get added later, you could probably do it through your phone settings, but at least now we know that you stay logged in, so you don't have to worry about going through that step every time, you know?
Right. It's fine. I'm okay with
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh, good. I'm so glad. All right, so you're all good to go for now, and I put a note in here that it's just in case, you know, you're with the chipper and you don't hear the call at 3:30, that they'll call you a couple of attempts so that you can answer it, okay?
Awesome. I really appreciate that. So,
I appreciate you too, Steve.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep. Have a